You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice
of
Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. And want to take just a moment and invite you out to our services this week. We've got... since the first part of November, we have added some pastoral staff. It's my daughter and son-in-law, and they're helping us out with a lot of areas and reaching out to young people. And so if you're part of some of the schools around, they've been building some relationships there and things like that. And this coming Sunday, My son-in-law's name is Harley, and he was actually one of my district school of ministry students before he ever met my daughter. I didn't know him. He was on a video screen at a campus down in South Florida, and I was teaching up in North Florida. And we didn't realize until after they started dating, because the way they had it set up, they could see me. I couldn't see them. And so if they had a question I couldn't see it, somebody had to tell me, because I was facing the camera. I wasn't facing the screen. So it was pre-Zoom calls and all of that sort of stuff. But this coming Sunday, he's going to be preaching, and we're looking forward to hearing the word of God. He's been helping me out. So I've been, I've done a lot of things. So when he first got there, his first Sunday, or it might've been the second Sunday, I don't remember which one it was. I guess it was the second Sunday he was there. He's like, "You led worship practice." My worship leader was out having some surgery. Said, "You led worship practice, you taught Sunday school, you led worship, prayed, you preached, you did all that, plus you did Wednesday night, plus you did the radio. Why don't I take the radio or the Sunday school off of your plate?" And so he's been teaching Sunday school, and this coming Sunday, we're going to reverse roles. I'm going to teach Sunday school. He's going to be preaching in the worship service. And so that's what's coming up this Sunday. If you have young people, we'd love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God. If you don't have young people, come to Merritt Assembly of God. You'll fit right in. We do have children's ministries. But for a large extent, we're a little bit on the older side, but we are intentionally doing our best to reach out to future generations. And I'd be honored to meet you. So consider this your personal invitation from Pastor Bob to come to Merritt Assembly of God and visit with us, worship the King, and pray that God transforms your life. So today we are going to go to Psalm 106. By the way, it is Friday, and I hope that you have a great weekend planned and you put God at the front of those plans. So we were in Psalm 100 on yesterday's program, and Psalm 106, verse number 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5 to begin today, and I'm not going to touch on everything here. And then we'll dive in a little bit more. So Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. So on yesterday's program, I had shared that, and because this phrase or a very similar phrase shows up in Psalm 100, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It's one of the most often repeated phrases in all of the scripture. I believe when something is mentioned that frequently, it's because God wants us to know that. He wants it instilled into us as individuals so that we never forget that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. But before we get to that verse in chapter or Psalm 106, there are three words that are in the English language that show up, and it says, praise the Lord. Other translations may say, bless the Lord. But here it says, praise the Lord in the New King James Version. Okay? So, praise the Lord. And then it's got an exclamation point after that. To me, every time I read something like that, I view that as a command. That it is something I am supposed to do. And it's because I'm going to do that, it is going to cause me to be able to do the rest of verse number one, the way that God wants it. And that is to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. So this morning, could you join me for just a moment in such a way that we can praise his holy name? Father, I just want to praise you right now. I want to bless you. I want to celebrate that your name is the name above every name. I want to glorify you because you rule and reign throughout the history of time. You rule and reign over every nation. You cause nations to rise and you cause nations to fall. Lord, I want to thank you that you are able to disable armies. You are able to bring victory to your people. God, you disarm every weapon that the enemy has formed against your people. God, if you are for us, who can be against us? You are worthy to be praised. You are the Lord. You are the Lord God. You are the Lord God Omnipotent, the Lord God Almighty. You are the Lord God Omnipotent who reigns forever and ever. You are my Savior, my healer. You are my sustainer and my provider. You are the one who orders my steps and directs my path. You are the Lord who is here. You are the Lord, my shepherd. I praise you. You are the lover of my soul. You're the healer of our bodies. You are the one who paid the price for my sin. I praise the Lord. You are the one who rose from the dead and ascended to the Father. You are the one who always leads your people in triumphal procession. Praise the Lord. You are the one who intercedes at the right hand of the Father, who prays in perfect accord with the will of God. You are the one who stands in the gap You are the one who's preparing a place. You are the one who protects from the enemy. You are the God who is more than enough. And you are the God who is coming again. I praise you. I praise you that you are good and your mercy does endure forever, even in 2025. I praise you that you are God in good times and you are God in challenging times. Today, let all the people called by your name praise you. For you are good, and your mercy endures today. I thank you for every good and perfect gift. I thank you for the gift of your word, and that your word is true. I want to thank you that you separate us from our sin as far as the east is from the west. I want to thank you, O God, that when that place is prepared for us, you will come so that we can be with you forever and ever and ever. Thank you, God, that our life does not have to be without challenge before we can praise you. But because of who you are, we can praise you in good times and in challenging times. I praise you today because you are the God of all comfort. I praise you that you order our steps and accompany us in every one of those steps. Today, may the saints of Brevard County be a people who praise the Lord. Thank you for the breath in our lungs. Thank you for the soundness in our minds. Thank you for soundness of body and strength. We thank you that you have created this day for us to rejoice and be glad in it. God, I want to thank you that you are still in the redemption business, that you are still saving the lost. I celebrate you today and I praise you today, O God, that you are the God who was and is to come. I praise you today, O Lord. I hope you can find your own reasons to praise God. Those expressions were not written down any place other than the tablet of my heart. So some of you have heard the story of how I came to understand the command to praise the Lord. I had a worship leader back in the 1990s, and he was from the islands. He was from Trinidad, and he came in one night to our Sunday night service. And I was back there, I was greeting people at the door, and he greeted me with a kiss on both cheeks. And he's just a bubbly, vivacious personality of a guy. And he said, "Pastor," because I've got this look on my face, because that's not the way I normally greet people. And he says, "The Bible says greet one another with a holy kiss." And I was like, "I know it does, and that's the only reason I haven't reacted any different." And he just started bursting out laughing. But every time he would come in, he would say, "Praise the Lord." And so when he would say that, I'd just stop our conversation. I'd throw up my hands and I'd begin to praise him. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, you told me to praise the Lord, and I took it as a command. And so it's more than a salutation. It's more than just a way to open a psalm. Praising God is a lifestyle, and the people of God need to step up. God is being praised by the angels. We need to make sure that he's being praised by the redeemed. There's certainly enough complaining that's going around. There's no more job openings for complainers, but there are plenty of job openings for people who are willing to praise the Lord. It says in verse number 2, "Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise?" When was the last time that you praised God for some mighty thing that he did on your behalf? You see, a lot of times we're really good at presenting prayer requests. And God is really good at answering prayers. I wish that I could say that every time he answered, it was because it was in the way that I wanted it answered. That's not the case. But I am comforted by the fact that God never makes a mistake. And so, as we are presenting our needs to God, we can see that, God doesn't just act naturally. He acts supernaturally. Many times we have the tendency, or at least I have in the past, had a tendency to want to give a solutions option to God. "God, this is the way it needs to be done." And I think it, many times brings a chuckle to God, because he's got an infinite number of ways of bringing about his solution more than what we can even begin to comprehend. But when he does do something glorious, we need to make sure that we praise him. Declare all his praise. Let me just see if I can bring some perspective. If you're still alive today, you've got something to praise God for. Because I guarantee you, in the history of your life, there is something that could have taken you out, but God intervened and kept you alive. If your family is still alive, praise the Lord. If you have a job, you can praise the Lord. If you have health in your body, you can praise the Lord. If you can remember things, you can praise the Lord. There are way too many people in our society right now who are impaired when it comes to memory issues, for us to take for granted the cognitive capabilities that God has endowed us with. Let's not forget to praise God for the ability to remember the things he's told us to remember. If you've ever faced a storm and you're still here, you can praise God to face another storm. If you've ever faced a giant, praise God that you are still here, and the giant test has become a giant testimony. don't forget to praise God and declare all his praise. The world is great at self-promotion. The church needs to be excellent at praising God, because without him, we can do nothing, but because of Jesus Christ, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. Praise God that Christ works in us and through us and for us and for his good pleasure. Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. I have this note that I have written in this passage. I've gone through this psalm before, and sometimes because of my handwriting illegibility at times, I have a hard time reading what I've tried to write in a very small space. And I kept looking at this word that I had written down, and I've studied it for days, and I was like, what in the world was I trying to get across at this point in time? Because the word that I had written down appears to be, and actually is, the word compartment. And so I was like, God, I honestly don't remember what I wrote that down for. And so before I came in to the studio this morning, I was studying again, and I read this passage. Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. And I realized that why I had written that down before is that there are Christians, and they can be good at praising God. Listen, there are some phenomenal musicians. There are phenomenal worship teams and worship bands. There are some troubling aspects on those horizons that I think we need to make sure that we address, you know, any shortcomings in those areas. Like, for instance, I would love for Merit Assembly of God to not only have once again a full worship team like we had before, but I would love to be able to have a choir. I never understood why churches got rid of choirs. I understand worship teams and things like that. I just never understood why we did away with choirs. We've never had the privilege of having that many people. So if, you know, you ever sang in a choir and they told you your singing abilities were no longer necessary, I want you to know Merit Assembly God's out there. We would love to be able to reach the stage of numbers to where we could put together a choir to sing the praises of God. There are a lot of people who are good at singing praises to God on Sunday morning. But Sunday morning is only an hour to an hour and a half of their day. And the redeemed of the Lord are supposed to bless the God who keeps justice, and we're supposed to live righteously at all times. So there are people who live their life as if everything is its own silo. Now, I'm from farm country. They had silos, and so you would store this grain in this silo, and you'd store this in this silo, and everything had its little compartment. And so if you watch Dave Ramsey, or listening to Dave Ramsey, he talks about the envelope system, and you put the money in envelopes, and it becomes allocated towards that particular goal. And he's, you know, you make your money go where you want it to. But our relationship with God is not meant to be a silo. It's not meant to be a standalone event. It's supposed to be pervasive in every area of our life. So my relationship with God impacts my marriage. My relationship with God impacts my parenting, my grandparenting. My relationship with God impacts my time. It impacts my finances. It impacts the way that I deal with people and how I have conversations with them. It impacts the things that I do in my free time. When God says, "Hey, this is a sin, don't do this," he has the authority and the experience that says, you know what? If he says don't do it, this isn't the time for an argument. This is the time for obedience. And so I would encourage you to praise the Lord that his authority and his expertise extends to all areas of your life, all seasons of your life. So he's not just sovereign with your final breath. He wants to be sovereign as close to that first breath as you take as possible, that he has full authority, full jurisdiction, full access to every area of your life. Do not keep a locked closet with God. If you and I will live a life of unfettered access, that God has that type of access to everything. You know, he has access to your internet searches. He has access to all that goes on in life. There, you see, you can never turn the lights out. You can never lock enough doors, close enough windows, pull enough shades, you know, conceal yourself enough. God sees the thoughts and intents of your heart and life. There's no compartment that you're going to be able to hide from him. He knows it all already. So in order for us to live a life of praise to the uttermost, we need to say, God, I want to honor you in every area of my life. Here is all my life. Take control, take charge, and I will praise you because you will lead me to victory. It's Friday. Go out in victory. We'll see you next week here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."